Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, it is back to school, and that means back to flu for many of us with our kids joining with many other kids in close environments. You know, kids maybe not so great at the hand washing and the hand sanitizer use. And in advance of this cold and flu season, while there are increasing calls for Secretary of DHHS RFK Jr. to resign in the wake of what can only be described as the implosion at the CDC and the stocking of the critical vaccine and immunization scheduling board called the ACIP with vaccine skeptics, it's all the more important to understand how to advocate for yourself and your family's well-being this cold and flu season. We're joined by Ryan Bender, the Director of Clinical Services of Forward Pharmacy. Forward Pharmacy, a community-based, locally focused pharmacy in southwestern Wisconsin. Thanks for spending some more time with us, Ryan. Let's talk about parents and back to school. What should parents of school-age kids be looking at when it comes to immunizations and vaccines this cold and flu season? What should they be looking for and asking their physicians if they're concerned at all about the safety and efficacy of any of these vaccines?
So I think asking questions is great. And I think one of the jobs that healthcare providers have is to be a trusted messenger of science-based healthcare information. And that means not just talking, but listening. And I think it's very important to listen with respect and dig a little deeper. And I know that things can feel rushed, but as a healthcare provider, pharmacist, doctor, nurse, you know, asking questions, digging a little deeper about why somebody may be hesitant to get a vaccine, and trying to answer those questions truthfully, honestly, and with science, but also acknowledging any fears. And most patients, parents want to do what's best for their children, and they're getting a lot of conflicting messages. And so by telling parents that what is actually best for them and answering their questions and best for their children is vaccines. And so back to school, every kid should get a flu shot, definitely. And flu shots are beginning to become available this week. Usually they're become available during the first week of September for many places. And also following the immunization schedule for children. AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, publishes a wonderful patient-friendly immunization schedule that tells parents what the child needs and when. Only a handful of those vaccines actually are required for school entry into Wisconsin. The school entry requirements, that's based on political decisions, not clinical decisions. And so you may have a parent who will only get what their child needs to keep attending school, but really that's only a small fraction of what the child would need to stay healthy.
Folks, again, we are joined by Ryan Bender, Director of Clinical Services for Forward Pharmacy. I want to talk just very briefly about mRNA and its use in vaccines. There seems to be a lot of misinformation out there. And I was hoping, Ryan, that you could help address the use of mRNA, how long it's been used, why it is safe, and debunk some of the myths that are out there for people.
Yeah, this is not new technology. And I use the word technology intentional. This is a really neat and really fascinating way and very safe way to not only protect an individual against infectious disease, but it has many other applications, including cancer. It also can protect entire populations very quickly. And one of the great successes, as you said at the top, during the first Trump administration, was the Operation Warp Speed. Essentially, the federal government said to six companies, you know, we will buy your failures. Get this out. And look how quickly we were able to get vaccines. It was before the end of the year that folks at hospitals, you know, those frontline folks were able to get their vaccines. And what a triumph. And so then you think in terms of a global threat, at how quickly a society could protect itself using mRNA as opposed to the other ways of making vaccines, which require just long periods of time to grow cultures and to create those vaccines. mRNA is continually used in other applications that is not making the news. And so this is very safe. It is we've just deployed hundreds of millions of doses, and without difficulty. Vaccines are the most studied health intervention we have in terms of its safety and its efficacy. And there's so many different groups of people and different levels that look at it, because it's given to otherwise healthy people. You know, the standard has to be just so high because you're giving it to somebody who doesn't have the disease. And so the vaccines are safe. They are effective. They are used widely and are used across a variety of applications.
Folks, again, that's Ryan Benner, Director of Clinical Services. He himself is a pharmacist. Ryan, to end, we've got a minute left. Tell folks just some best practices to keep them and their kids and their families safe and healthy this cold and flu season.
Absolutely. Please get vaccinated. That outside of clean drinking water, no other public health intervention has done more to save more lives than vaccines. And that's incredible. Only drinking water, clean drinking water, has done more. I encourage everyone out there, if you have any questions, if you're hearing conflicting information, talk to a healthcare professional. We want to be there. We want to help. We got into this line of work to help people. And I'm here because it breaks my heart when I see the science being dismissed and distrusted.
Thanks so much. We got to leave it there, Ryan. When I come back, I talk about Rebecca Bradley's departure from the Wisconsin Supreme Court next, and the record of the Republican who seeks to replace her. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.